I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. With Christmas fast approaching, I'm seeing a lot of notes on the Treasure forums asking for help in choosing a first detector for a child. I guess not all kids want BB guns. You'll shoot your eye out. Or dollies, or train sets, or easy bake ovens, or bicycles for Christmas. For some of them, the top item on their list from Santa is a metal detector. So how do you decide which detector to get for your budding young treasure hunter? You could go for the least expensive, a detector of questionable integrity from a discount store or a big box store, or you could spend a ton of money on a detector you'd like to have, or you could target for somewhere in between those extremes. First and foremost, please don't buy that cheapie. The odds are just too high that it will be erratic and flimsy with no depth and lousy discrimination and likely to conk out at the most inopportune moment, like 5 minutes into that all-afternoon hunt. Those $50 detectors are just about guaranteed to make your kid hate metal detecting from the get-go. Now, as for that expensive top-of-the-line model, if you can afford it, why not? Say it's for the kid, but use it yourself. Hey, one of the regrets of my life is that I never wanted a train set for Christmas. Each year, my father would say, "Well, think Santa's going to bring you a big train this year?" And I'd say, "No, because he knows I don't want a train set. I want a chemistry set." And I was just too young to realize that I was depriving Dad of something he'd wanted all his life, but his parents couldn't afford to get him one when he was a kid. So if you want that E-Track, go for it. And say it's for your kid. Sure, let him use it, but his arm will be exhausted in 5 minutes with that thing, and then you can take over. But for most of us, the best starter detector for a child will be the bottom-of-the-line model from either Garrett, Weitz, Tesoro, or Fisher. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and recommend the Tesoro Compadre. I have no dogs in this hunt. Nobody pays for my opinion. Now, here's why I think the Compadre is the way to go. First, it's the lightest professional detector made, so it's the easiest detector for a child to handle. Second, the coil is just 5¾ inches, so it's easier for a little one to maneuver, and it is more sensitive to smaller items. Third, it's a breeze to use even for a 5-year-old. It has just one knob, which turns the machine on and sets the discrimination. So you just toss a pull tab on the ground, wave the coil over it, and turn the knob up until it quits beeping. That's it. You've discriminated out most of the trash, and he's ready to hunt. There's no screen he has to read, no meters to watch. Just swing the coil, and when it beeps, it's probably a coin. And it doesn't matter too much what coin. A child will get just as excited over a new penny as he does over a silver dime. And you can plug in headphones or use the onboard speaker. Your call. There's a legendary professional treasure hunter named Indy Stiles, who's in his 80s now. He's been hunting for more years than most of us have lived. And guess what his go-to machine is? The Tesoro Compadre. He's found thousands of coins, hundreds of rings. It's just unbelievable what that guy can do with a Compadre. Now, one other thought for you. As much as you want your child to love metal detecting, he may just not be wired that way. I took my daughter with me when she was little, hoping she'd get as excited as I did, but no, she was more interested in the earthworms that came up with my digging plugs. She's 30 now and still has no interest in digging coins. So if you get your child the Tesoro Compadre for Christmas and he loses interest quickly and you re-inherit the machine, you've got yourself an excellent backup detector. And if you ever take a friend with you on a hunt and he knows nothing of detecting, he can use this thing after about 30 seconds of instruction. Imagine teaching a newbie how to use a multi-feature detector in just a minute or two. It can't be done. And finally, one more tip for introducing your child to his new detector. Take a handful of pennies, maybe 15 or so, and just throw them out in the backyard. Then send Junior out to see if he can find them. He won't have to dig, and he can see the coins and how his detector reacts to them. He can learn a lot from this little exercise. Thanks for listening. For more metal detecting information and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. Christmas, less than 4 weeks now? Yikes. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.